95.7 WZID, Neil and Marga. Hard to believe another year has gone by
it
so fast.
It has flown by.
October is here, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and once again, we've teamed up with the CMC Breast Care Center and joining us in the studio to talk a little bit more about it. As we've done every Thursday, you're gonna hear these interviews. We've teamed up with our nurse navigators. So we've got Renee and Charlene, nurse navigators, and also Kelly's joining us here today. And well, Renee, you've been here before. Let's talk a little bit about the high-risk clinic that you have. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we see multiple different patients coming into the clinic. So we see patients that come in with dense breast. We see a lot of patients that have genetic questions because their mother might have had breast cancer or their grandmother might have had breast cancer, and they want to be screened. But what happens is that they're not able to get into the genetic what would you call it, Charlene? The
genetic counselors.
Yeah, their appointments are completely booked solid. So we actually bring them in and have the genetic test done. They see Dr. Ryan first, and then they come in and have testing done. Kelly actually draws their blood. They sit down and they watch a little video, and then they sign a consent, and they either do a saliva test or a blood test. And within about 3 weeks, they're able to find out their results. And that determines what kind of treatment plan they have depending on if it's positive or negative. So that's one of the patients that we've been seeing a lot lately because of the high volume of patients that just find out. I think a lot of it's with the Ancestry.com, those types.
So when people take those genetic tests, they're finding out maybe this in their background, so that's why they're coming to see you?
I think a lot of them are finding out, and a lot of them are finding out, oh, my mom had breast cancer, or my grandmother or aunt, and I think a lot of them are finding out just more of their family and, you know, asking more questions, and they want to find out for their own personal health. So with that, they kind of take control of their own health and want to find out.
And I'm sure that that's something that you advocate for, that you want women especially, but men to be proactive.
Yes, exactly. So they can start their intervention early with mammograms and however they need to follow up with their specialist.
You know, Charlene, I find this interesting because all during COVID, people were begging people, come get your mammograms. People were putting it off. And so now you're seeing an influx of people
Seeing an influx, right, of, you know, people that haven't had their mammograms. You know, maybe they didn't do them for the past 3 years during the COVID. So now they're getting back in, and we're finding, unfortunately, you know, patients that do have cancer that they probably had, you know, a year or so ago, and they didn't do anything because of the, you know, the fear of the COVID and stuff. So, yes, we are seeing an influx of people coming in. You know, they're finding a lump, or I need to get back and doing my yearly mammograms. So, yes.
And you encourage people to start at what age to get a mammogram?
They should start at 40 if there's, you know, no family history and for screening. But if there's a family history, or if they do have the genetic testing and that comes back that they are genetically predisposed to getting cancer, then that can start earlier.
And that provides a baseline for you each year as they come back to, you know, as a measure,
right,
which is just another safety factor
right,
put in place.
Compared to the previous one, yes.
You sound like you have experience with this, Marga.
A little bit. A little bit, yep.
Also, let's bring up the fact that on October 15th, just a couple weeks away, it's the Making Strides Walk. Now, Kelly, you're highly involved with this with the folks over at CMC.
Yep, we have a team from CMC participating, and we team up with the American Cancer Society in New Hampshire to fundraise and give back to them because they offer programs that are so beneficial to our patients.
And tell us a little bit more. When is it happening? Where is it happening?
It's happening October 15th in Concord, New Hampshire. It starts at the New Hampshire State Hospital. And it was a beautiful fall day last year. We had a great time. Beautiful route walking around. There's two routes you can take. There's a 1.5 to 2 mile route, and then there's a 5 mile one. So depending on what your fitness level is.
And it's all good, and it's all for a good cause, obviously.
Yep, for a great cause.
And there's a lot of pink.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that. Also, I remember a couple of years ago we were talking about this, something called T-Tox. Now, Kelly, you're also involved with the T-Tox. Tell us a little bit about those.
So they started T-Tox back during COVID because they used to do support groups in person, and during COVID they couldn't. So the idea was for people to log into a Zoom call and we'd have a expert there, like a nutritionist or a physical therapist or different people, and our survivors could log in and join the talk from home. And when I started working at the Breast Care Center, I wanted to do something and bringing people back again. So my things are more fun, kind of just to find camaraderie and support with other survivors. So we've done diamond art, and we did coloring, which apparently is very therapeutic, mm-hmm. And things like that, just so that our survivors can meet other survivors.
Well, I think it's so important for, you know, survivors to meet other people that are going through the same thing or have gone through what they're going through now. It's very important.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Would you say it provides some hope, gives them hope, because they're seeing other people that have been through the process? And in many cases, it's mentally and physically challenging, but there is a brighter side.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Definitely.
I think it brings their families together, too, so their families can kind of join in and see other families and talk and just kind of come together outside a hospital, outside a clinic, and, you know.
I think that's also something to point out with CMC. You know, if you do get a diagnosis, you know, a lot of people have that fear, I'm alone, what do I do? But you guys provide a service that, you know, really takes everybody through what they need to, right?
Yeah, the survivorship clinic. We, you know, we have them come together for multiple events during the year. We have the annual October in the Orchards. We have the Making Strides team. We have LaBelle Winery events. We have different events that we just try to bring everybody together multiple times during the year, so they can see each other, not just, you know, not just in the summer, but in the winter, getting out there, you know, seeing just different sides of people, not just in when they're going through all different types of treatment. So patients know it's not just at the, you know, at the end of their treatment, but during their treatment. And
It's important, definitely important.
Yeah, it's a full team approach at CMC Breast Care Center, I would say, because you're covering so many parts of their life. You really give them all the support fully, so that they know what they're going through. What I've found with the nurse navigators, because I am myself a patient, is that it's very caring. It's a very nurturing environment. So you come in, and of course, everyone is tense to start, but it quickly goes away. You're very good at alleviating that for people. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to know that if you don't know it, you should.
Yeah, and we offer a lot of services. We are, you know, able to have a nutritionist meet with them. We have social service that's available. We have, you know, physical therapy or exercise programs, so we can, you know, look at the whole body, and it's not just breast cancer, but what can they do so that they can feel well and get through this the best that they can. Yes.
Well, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and, you know, just a reminder, if you put the mammogram off, get it done, right? You know, and the little pinky promise, I know we talk about that as well, right?
Yes.
Definitely do that. Well, Kelly, Charlene, and Renee, great seeing you again. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Thank you.